98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we speak with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. Lisa Cripps Downey joins us. She's the executive director of the BCF. We also have some great guests from the YMCA, Stephen and Zach, who are both joining us this morning as well to talk about an awesome project in the Benton Harbor Summer Impact Project. But first, let's start on this great collaboration that, again, meets resources and needs together here. And that's part of the reason the BCF exists. Right, Lisa?
Absolutely. So this project was just it kind of all came together in a really unique way. We go to think of Berrien Community Foundation. We want to be a place where resources and needs meet. Well, the Community Foundation had received several funding requests. It was about 4 years ago. And the requests were all asking about summer projects and programs for Benton Harbor youth activities. And we were looking at all these applications, and instead of saying, well, let's fund this one and not that one, we brought all of these organizations together, all of these agencies, and to bring them around the table about how could they collaborate. Because sometimes what's needed in the community is funding, and sometimes it's collaboration and a little bit of leadership to bring folks together and work together. And in this case, it was really just bringing the right people to the table. So this group really were willing to work together. They wanted to make all the programs better. And I think this is what is so unique about it, is it went beyond just summer activities for younger kids. And it went into job skills training and leadership in the parks. It started out as a grant request for a summer project and ended up in a great collaboration to benefit young people in Benton Harbor.
And let's dive into how it all works. Zach, can you give us an idea here of this awesome program and how it came together?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. So it's really twofold. One, and Lisa alluded to it, we are working with high school, Benton Harbor High School kids and the team at Benton Harbor to start a recruitment process, which is we're working on the details of that right now. So we want to bring in these teen high school youth that are willing to work for us, us being the collaborative group, and we develop them with job skills. And then the second component is they take those job skills and we go to sites within the Benton Harbor community. Recently, they've been Broadway Park, Benton Heights First Church. We've had Union Park, and we go into those sites. Historically, it's been in the evening, and we then provide, there's meals, and we provide programming. We provide YMCA programming. We provide other programming and partners from the community, anywhere from Cycle Recycle to we have the municipality support. We have, there's just a plethora of opportunities and people who come to the park and just share in the evenings in that programming. So it's really a twofold approach. That's really how it works.
That's fantastic to hear about some of these partners that have been involved here. And Stephen, can you tell us a little bit about any more partners that are involved or folks you're looking to get involved in these programs?
As Zach and Lisa stated before, there are a lot of components and a lot of collaborative partners that we work with. Another partner was the Boys and Girls Club, Benton Harbor Schools, Connexus, and we are looking at other partners too that kind of do the same work, and we intersect with them. And so, what's unique about this, and I think Lisa alluded to it earlier, is everybody has their strengths, and everybody brings something to the table. For instance, Boys and Girls Club, they provide our food, and they provided our venue for training. Also, Connexus, they did our employability training. We get our students from Benton Harbor High School. So I think that was also cool, because now we take our students who we want to empower and be mentors and be leaders. And they have that firsthand opportunity to be hired and go to the park and be mentors and be leaders. And it's just been a great work.
And Zach, we have a little bit of time left here, but I want to ask a bit about why it's important that this program exists and why the YMCA got involved in this case.
Yeah, it aligns, much like a lot of our agencies in the community just care about the community. You know, ours is social responsibility, healthy living, and youth. And quite frankly, every one of these, the components we just shared fit right into what we're about as a YMCA. And I know other agencies in the community are about that. And I think that's the component that drew us to this work. I think the other component that draws us to this work is, you know, the YMCA historically had a bricks and mortar facility in the Benton Harbor area, and we don't anymore. We have it in the St. Joe area, and we want, you know, the YMCA isn't just bricks and mortar, and this is a perfect alignment where we can leave our bricks and mortar and come offer the things that we can offer in conjunction with other partners.
And Stephen, let's find out how the youth can get involved in this program, because it's only as successful as having the partners and the youth actually in it. The two things don't exist. We've got nothing. So let's continue to build the youth that are a part of it. And how do they do that?
So absolutely. The first thing we do is, with us having that relationship with Benton Harbor High School, we kind of use that format as our hiring stage. And so students who are of age, who qualify, who go through the hiring process, we typically hire them. And also, talking about Connexus, we use them to do our training. So we get everybody ready to go into this work. And this year will be the kind of the first year we're going to add an extra opportunity and continue that hiring phase, working for the Y. We're working on that right now. And the possibility of them, continuing that employability skills at the YMCA. So,
yeah, this is just fantastic news to hear. Lisa, I'm sure that Berrien Community Foundation continues to be elated to be part of work like this. Let's say someone's got a great idea that's very similar to the one we just talked about here for the Benton Harbor Summer Impact Project, but it's something, on their own scale, that's got their own, you know, sort of idea that just needs to have those resources and needs met together, or to have the right ideas to get off the ground. BCF can help with that, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. We're always looking for great ideas and things that people are passionate about that are going to make our community a better place. So we're going to try and hook you up with the resources that you need or the partners that you need to make wonderful things happen in our community.
And the folks can do that by going to berriencommunity.org. How can they get a hold of you and Susie and the staff over the phone as well?
Also, give us a call, 269-983-3304.
All right. As always, a big thanks to Berrien Community Foundation for joining us every Wednesday here on the Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.